how your voice picks up on there.
1, 2, 1, 2. Testing in the place.
Yeah, the level 1, 2, 3.
The Urban State Season 2 finale on WRP. We're stepping up, moving in, and showing out coming up.
I hope that there's going to be some young kids from the banlieue that are going to get up on that piece, say all that stuff.
Through gangster rap, that is most known. There is also another part of rap, which is a conscious rap.
Today we're with artist Satch Hoyt and his pop-up sculpture, Say It Loud.
Cultural exchange theories, they work with the ideas that are causing conflict and also working out ways of creating calm.
Yeah,
out of
the
that.
Piece is actually a platform for freedom of speech.
Shining the light rather than dwelling brutish in the darkness.
Bottom step, there's a trigger mechanism which like kicks in the soundscape. I've taken James Brown's basically Black Power anthem, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, but I've actually removed the word black. It's more universal. Everybody can actually express how she or he is feeling.
So
want it one more time?
You can actually remix.
Yeah, so I just gave you like the Satch Hoyt remix. Yeah.
Yeah. And people can then just...
Yeah, people just climb up. So it's like... testing in the place to be. So yeah, just below the first step, there's a trigger mechanism, and then people can climb up and say what they want. Express yourselves, people. Express yourselves.
Express what you have to say through hip-hop.
No, it's not. This is not limited to hip hop.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
Knowledge is the power. So you change
exactly.
Every
well,
time.
This is.
Do you have a specific order, or do you bring them like this? There
well,
is
the no.
Symbolism.
No. I also like books with some color in them as well. The sculptural aspect to it. It's not just purely like academic or intellectual. So there's that aspect.
There,
I mean, it's not only limited to colonial histories either. It's talking about forward thinking politicians and philosophers. And it's also got art books in there.
My name is Saif, and I'm currently a student in Marseille, the city of the creator of all of this. I came here because I'm really, really, really fond of hip-hop, the music which I grew up with. That's the art that have evolved really, really quickly. So it was interesting to have the way of thinking of someone who was there at the beginning. Akhenaten started in the 80s, and he saw everything that happened in hip-hop in the last 3 decades. We show through that. It's a moving art, it's a really wide art, including rap music, but also dancing, graffiti, and even beat making. That's really, really amazing.
They're assembled so they look like a pyramid, and at the apex, the microphone. It's almost like you clamber up the knowledge trail.
Yeah.
You can start at any point, and some people can have all the knowledge, or you could start at one point. If you take out one of those books, does it all collapse? Is that the point, though? It's a complete narrative.
Nobody's done that. Is it a complete narrative? It's chapters in a history. But, reflecting and addressing nationhood at this particular point in the world.
And in weaving a wider narrative understanding of situations, chapters may seem outlandish, yet can they be ignored?
I just want people to reflect on that ISIS has become an alternative for the youth. White, black youth, brown youth, kids from Denmark, Sweden. It's not just Arab kids or African kids. What this ushers in is that the system that's in place has failed. And these kids are doing that and going there because they feel that they have no future in this society. So, I hope that there's going to be some young kids from the banlieue that are going to get up on that piece, say all that stuff. I'm giving people this possibility and choice to express how they feel. It's definitely about both, because people have their choice what they actually say when they approach that microphone. This work is about collapsing a lot of things, but it's also about amnesia in a lot of countries that have had a colonial past. I mean, I live in Berlin, and there's absolute self-imposed amnesia going on over there. Africa was actually cut up in 1884 in Berlin. The Kaiser invited 14 European nations. If countries are actually in denial of their colonial past, we can't move forward. And that's a reflection on current communities. What's a German? German is black, brown, Asian. It's about building and looking at what nationhood is now.
And when it's broken down, where will all the pieces end up?
All those books will go back to the libraries where they've been borrowed from, And I guess the ladder will go downstairs in the basement.
they really have been borrowed from...
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the books actually come from the bibliothèque here at the Institut du Monde Arabe. There's the Musée d'Appert, Présence Africaine, very, very important foundation. So the top books are from Sylvain Amery, one of the curators from her private library.
Say each person has 10 books that they can book out. How many people... will it be part of creating this piece?
Well, that's a very, very cool question. And somebody said 500, and it's completely wrong. It's got to be over 1,000. It's more like 1,500, I think. But I don't know. And I'd love somebody to come here and count the books.
A quality of Sachheit's work is that it's ephemeral, that it can pop up anywhere. What's his relation with the curatorial process?
Elodie Bouffard and Sylvain Emery decided, I guess, along with the art director, Akhenaton, that they wanted this work in the show. You know, basically gave them instructions about the books that I wanted to include, key players in the whole Negritude movement, Aimé César, Frantz Fanon, James Baldwin, Richard Wright, various jazz. But predominantly the Tower of Books is on this French colonial history in the Arab countries, Maghreb and Sub-Saharan Africa. Every artist is free to use whatever support she or he chooses. It's what you're saying with the support, how you present what you want to say. New media art, as it's termed in the art world, is definitely got a very, very strong place. I use new media in regards to my sound. But normally, there's a whole tactile element to my work. I use things like mink, dominoes, boxing gloves, books, often like quotidian objects. They take on a whole different meaning when multiplied and put in these different forms. But, I mean, it's up for grabs.
That's another way of thinking hip-hop and thinking the apport, the plus of hip-hop, because it's not only music, it's not only talking about good girls and cocaine, as we could see through gangster rap that is most known. There is also another part of rap, which is a conscious rap music. Through artists such as Paris One, Rakim, Public Enemy, surely, but also in France, and NTM, I Am. We could see that there is a message behind, like Grandmaster Flash said, there is a message. So the art that we could see was really a good expression of what people is knowing and then speaking, not the contrary.
The first thing is that I didn't travel with it. I never travel anywhere with this piece. The beauty about this piece is that every time it gets commissioned, I open up a direct conversation with the colonial history of that particular country. So in this particular piece as well, there's lots of books on the subject of Algeria, Morocco, and the whole Maghreb. In that conversation is forward-thinking philosophers and politicians.
At a last for a summer beach read, then check out Sachheit's Say It Loud and the Self-Affirming Library of Negritude, up for the taking at Institut du Monde Arabe in Hip Hop du Bronx or Rue Arabe until 26th of July 2015.
In exhibitions and museums, people really have a fear of being told not to touch. And here you're inviting people to get over that fear.
Actually, French people are quite tactile and touchy-feely. The thing is that none of these books are glued. They're all just placed on, you know, one on top of each other. So you have to be a little bit careful. I'm very confident that there's nothing going to happen to this thing. You know, at the opening, there was a lot of people actually touching books. But, they, you know, they're invited to, like, touch the rails of the ladder and climb up and actually speak into the microphone. Got it?
So
want it one more time?
You can actually remix.
Yeah, so I just gave you like the Sachheit remix.
Yeah. For World Radio Paris, this is Out Urban Arts Boy on your Urban State Season 2 finale. Stepping up, moving in, and showing out.
System 1, 2, 1, 2.